If you ask yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose? How can I fulfill my potential? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Lifestyle, Relationships, and Career Human Design Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja from VanessaNaja.com. My mission is to help you be on purpose and fulfill your potential by aligning in body, mind, and spirit so you can feel empowered, joyful, connected, and free. I'm so excited to share with you how to do that through human design. If it feels aligned, I'd love it if you subscribe and share. Now let's get to the episode. It's always a good idea to have your human design chart with you when listening. You can get yours for free at my website, VanessaNaja.com/free chart. Link is in the show notes. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 20 of the podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the throat center in human design. And this episode is going to be a little bit different because this is my second attempt, and I normally always record everything on a first take. And I just go with what comes out. Today, I'm talking about the throat center, which is, it governs communication, expression, and taking action. And Mercury is also retrograde. And when Mercury is retrograde, that can very much impact communication. And as I was speaking in my last attempt at this episode, at some point I was like, no, and I just stopped the recording. And my throat center is actually defined. You'll learn a little bit more about what that means shortly. And in this episode, I'll actually get a really good opportunity to determine how my throat center is operating, because it's not fully in the high expression right now. And you'll actually get to see this live. So you know what? Let's just do it. Throat center is the hub of body graph of the chart, and it is the third from the top. It's the square that sits right in the throat area of the chart. And like I said, it governs expression, communication, and taking action. And depending on how your throat is configured, if it's defined, you're going to have a more consistent way of speaking and expressing yourself. And if it is undefined, this area is going to be a little bit more inconsistent and more unreliable for you. And neither one is good or bad. They're just different. And the undefined throat has amazing potential for wisdom, which we will get to shortly. So the defined throat, which I have, in its high expression, it's very confident in how it expresses itself. It's pretty consistent about how it expresses itself. It's also pretty good about timing, because the throat does have a lot to do with timing. The timing of expression, the timing of taking action, knowing what needs to be said and what doesn't need to be said and when, is governed by the throat. In its low expression, the throat center can talk too much, it can interrupt a lot, it can dominate the conversation, can show up in a lot of different ways. Also, the way that your defined throat, if you have it defined, operates is going to depend a lot on what other centers it's connected to. So depending on what center it's connected to, that is going to also govern what you speak about in a consistent way. And the things that it's not connected to might not be as consistent for you. So I'll give some examples. My throat center is connected to my Ajna, so I'm able to generally speak my mind. It is also connected to my sacral center, so I can, in a lot of ways, express in the moment, in the now, and also talk a lot about work and things that I'm excited and passionate about. It is indirectly connected to my G center. And when people have a G to throat connection, this is very much speaking from the self and the identity and your direction. And especially when it's a direct connection to the throat, this energy can be very sensitive to criticism. My connection is indirect. My G connects to my sacral and then up to the throat. So I still do have this connection. And when people with this are criticized, they actually will take it, you know, they can take it really personally because they're speaking from the heart. So if you do have a G to throat connection, just remember that criticism is not about you as much as it is about the other person. My throat is also connected indirectly to my spleen, also through my sacrum. If your throat is connected to your spleen, you might really be able to speak intuitively in the now about what is coming up for you. And if it is connected to the ego center, or the heart center, the will center, there is a lot of tendency to speak with I language. I want, I desire. That's actually natural and normal for connection to the ego center. And if it's connected to your emotions, you'll naturally be able to express your emotions in a very consistent way. I do have a defined will and ego center, as well as an emotional center. However, they are not connected to my throat, so I can struggle a little bit more in this area. The beautiful thing about human design is how it connects us all. So when you're in the presence of other people that connect those centers to your throat, you're able to have more access to expressing that energy. So being around other people, experimenting what it's like to be in the presence of others and how that changes the access that you have to communication is a beautiful thing to do with human design. Now, if you have the center undefined, in its low expression, the undefined throat can have a desire to really want to attract a lot of attention. And there can be a lot of pain points with the undefined throat of not feeling seen or heard. And so they feel like they need to speak or act or do something to get attention. They can also, in that low expression, be really uncomfortable with silence. And so they try to fill all the space up with words, and then people stop listening. And again, this creates that pain point of not having attention. Yeah, so the undefined throat, this is where my defined throat is like, well, this is where I stopped the recording on my first take because I just kind of got flustered. And you know what? That is okay. Mercury is retrograde, and right now I am having a little blank space, but I'm going to fill it in. So that undefined throat, again, it can be concerned with not being noticed. It can take premature action. It can say too much or not say enough, and really try to get all the attention. It can also feel really insecure about what you say, but that's funny because I think that shows up for everybody. I'm definitely feeling a little insecure about what I'm saying, but you know what? I'm just going to go with it because it's the perfect opportunity in this particular episode for you to get to witness a defined throat in its not necessarily highest expression, and that's okay. Some days are better than others. Also, with the undefined throat, you can feel like what you're saying is really unpredictable, and it can be because it's not consistent and might be poorly received by other people. In its high expression, this is the beauty of the undefined throat, is that you actually can really go, you naturally attract attention when you let that attention come to you without trying to do anything or speak too much or without trying to attract attention. You naturally attract attention. And if you think about the class clown, this would be like, could be a low expression of the undefined throat trying to attract attention. But in silence is when people can really start to notice you, and then they'll come to you and they will draw out of you what you have to say. You also have an ability to be super wise about knowing how to communicate, what to say, when, and to be able to communicate in different ways depending on who you're talking to. You know what needs to be heard, and so that's what you say. And you also know what does not need to be heard. You're also really wise about what is actually worthy of attention and what is not worthy of attention. You're comfortable with silence. You don't feel the pressure to speak all the time to fill up silence. And you're also able to tell like who is actually really speaking the truth and who is not speaking the truth. Now, going back to the throat center in general, there is that aspect of timing around it, around action and expression. And timing is so important because if the timing is off, whatever is going on, whether it's speech, whether it is action, is also going to be off. So learning to express, and that means taking action, speaking, writing in the right time, is really important. And this is something that I encourage you to really experiment with in your human design, whether you have the center defined or undefined. And you can think back of times when you spoke, even though there was some part of you that was like, no, this is not the right time to express this, and you did it anyway. And let me tell you, I have countless examples of this. And just think about how that turned out. Think about the impact that your words had on other people. And then think of times where you had that sense, you wanted to say something, but you knew it wasn't the right time, and so you didn't say it. And then the time became right and you said it then. And think about how that conversation went. And I have a lot of examples of this as well. Like really when I learned to wait to have especially important conversations, sometimes you'll feel really pressured, like, I really need to have this conversation. I need to get this out. And then you have these communications at the wrong time. The other person isn't ready to receive them. And it just totally goes sideways. Really play around with this, because this has been a huge gift for me in human design, is learning to have especially those important conversations and waiting for the right timing and the receptivity of the audience. Because remember, the receptivity of the audience is super important. So when you are waiting for a receptive audience, what you express, what you communicate, the actions that you take will be impactful and well received. And when your audience is not receptive, it is just a waste of energy. It falls on deaf ears and results in your not self theme of anger, resentment, bitterness, disappointment, and frustration. So how did I do? Don't tell me, I don't want to know. I did my best, and that's really all that we can do. And I have made a commitment to myself to get these episodes out every week. And so today I am getting this episode out, and I did my best with my defined throat. Sometimes it went well, sometimes it did not go so well, and that is totally okay. So I really encourage you to give yourself that compassion as well when it doesn't go exactly as you had planned, especially in times of Mercury retrograde, which is the case as I'm recording this episode. So I hope you have a lovely day. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye. If you want to dive deeper, I invite you to get a free human design mini reading report at vanessanaja.com/free-mini-reading, or book a human design reading with me. Links are in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.